For lots of Americans, a Russian ballet is as much a part of Christmas as packages under the tree. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art on KWBU.
Among the sparkling panoply of American Christmas traditions, going to see a production of The Nutcracker is often right up there with hanging the stockings and putting out the colorful lights. It seems that almost every ballet company in the country stages The Nutcracker at some point between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and many of them take their show on the road. Ballet Frontier, a company headquartered in Fort Worth, is staging The Nutcracker here in Waco with the Waco Symphony Orchestra next Sunday. The Nutcracker debuted in December 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Foremost among those involved, of course, was Pyotr Tchaikovsky, the Russian composer who wrote a suite of dance music based on a German author's fanciful 1819 story, Nutcracker and Mouse King. The other key figure in the ballet's history was another Russian, George Balanchine. Balanchine was a choreographer who came to the United States in 1933 and co-founded the New York City Ballet in 1948. 6 years later, he made his contribution to our image of Christmas by creating his vision of the Nutcracker. His stage settings and dances comprise the predominant version of the ballet, probably the one you're thinking of right now. It's the one that the New York City Ballet still performs. It's no secret that the Nutcracker is significantly more popular in the United States than anywhere else. The Moscow Ballet stages it every Christmas, but instead of performing it in Moscow, it goes on a weeks-long tour of the United States. It played here in Waco last year. Why would this be? Most productions of the Nutcracker, explains critic Alistair McCauley, place great faith in innocence as something idyllic and important. While Americans tend to respond warmly to this, European audiences, he says, are likely to regard such themes as tedious. Skillfully done, it can bring vividly to life the feeling of magic that surrounds the season. In most facets of Christmas these days, children often perceive this feeling much more readily than do their harried parents. At its best, the Nutcracker is an artistic echo of the magic and wonder we grown-ups used to understand. What's a real shame is that our enthusiasm for the Nutcracker doesn't translate into an enthusiasm for the art of ballet through the rest of the year. Other ballets are no less graceful, and many of them feature stories like Sleeping Beauty, another popular ballet by Tchaikovsky, or Cinderella by Prokofiev, that are just as familiar, if not more so. So if you like the Nutcracker, if it's a tradition for your family to see a production of it each Christmas, seek out another ballet to attend at some point in the year, maybe in the summer. Make a broader support of the arts, a family tradition, in and of itself.